This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Mm-hmm. Drama builds.
Okay.
Because what happened today? Did DQ ignore the pressure and the haters and wear a Vanderbilt shirt? Or did she cave to the internet? And the answer is, she's got an Arkansas shirt on.
Give me the hogs, Chuck.
There it is. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
Wow.
How's it going?
So you caved public pressure.
I don't think it was public pressure.
Well, what would you call it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, if Vanderbilt wins tonight, you know what I'll be wearing tomorrow.
Doors tomorrow. Look, there is nobody on this planet right now that is a bigger Arkansas fan than the three of us.
I'm telling you, we're going to get screwed somehow on this deal if they win.
Here's the way the math on this.
I know how this is going to work.
The geometry on this works. Here's how it goes. So if Arkansas beats Vanderbilt tonight, we're off tomorrow. We're off tomorrow.
We're going to get screwed somehow on this.
You're right.
Due to circumstances beyond our control.
Right.
And I think Jackie Mock should be notified. That's
then,
what I think. I mean, I'm prepared.
If they win tomorrow, we're off Friday.
Yeah, again.
So there is nobody on this planet right now bigger Arkansas fans than the three of us.
Yeah,
see, but that's – we always do this. I think the last 4 years I've been here, we have wished for something like this.
Yep.
And it never works out for us.
Nope. This is the perfect
storm. Because we're selfish. That's why.
Exactly. We are selfish.
Yeah, this is
know what I did?
This is called karma. This is what, for all the bad things we do.
You know what I did?
I don't know.
Trying to reverse the selfishness. Mm-hmm. I bet I'm going to win the whole thing.
Wow.
The whole son of a gun in Nashville. I got him cutting down the nets Sunday afternoon.
I've got him.
And if they do, Bet Saracen and I are,
gonna have a little moment.
Gonna have a little moment.
I got him to win tonight. I got him covering the 6.5 tonight. Yeah. I also got him parlayed up with Georgia because I think they're going to blow Missouri out. By the way, Missouri now begging for money.
Oh, we'll get to that. We have a wheel of.
Oh,
we don't have
a
wheel. I mean, you can see that now. But in the old days, we could say we have a wheel of topics to spin. Mm-hmm. But you can look around. There's no wheel in here.
Well, broke it.
Yeah, we broke the wheel. But we have a metaphorical wheel of topics today that you can get into. Plus, of course, as always, score predictions and keys to the game. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. What happened?
We've got some sort of an echo on the stream. Are you capable of fixing that? Or
I don't know.
Okay, good, good.
I don't know.
I don't know. Chris,
an echo on the stream.
Chris would like to know what will you do with your maybe vacation?
Well, where's the wolf man?
We're not going to count our chickens before they hatch.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I'll be here, but
you need an admin day.
I do. I had sort of an admin morning. It was nice. Got to go and do a couple things.
This folks, look at this. Yep. Real blue cards. There they are. There they are right there. You can see them now.
Here they come. Doug and Mountain Home says Hogs by 13.
There it is right there.
That's right.
So is your laptop muted in there, DQ? No, it is not.
That's my problem. I'm sorry.
Okay. That would be the echo. There you go.
We're going to blame DQ.
Okay.
I apologize.
This is all
okay.
DQ.
Yeah. Top dog.
That's that's right.
I forgot my setting doesn't save.
Let us know if that's better.
That's okay. So here is the wheel of topics. Now, again, let me just set these up. Let's not, doven in here. We've got a long way to go before
this is going to be a marathon today.
Okay. So many to choose from. Aaron Rodgers for vice president. That's on the wheel of topics today.
I sent a text to someone who is Aaron Rodgers adjacent.
Yes, a former teammate.
A former teammate.
Yes.
And said, listen, if Aaron is named the VP, do you get a cabinet post?
Yeah.
Because we may know the Secretary of Agriculture.
Also on the wheel of topics, someone ran over a kangaroo in Oklahoma.
Oh, we're getting to that in just a second. That'll be in the news because that is worth noting.
Yes.
We have nautical news.
Louisville's job is open.
Mm-hmm.
We also have NFL free agency. New Ruskin and Zach intern power rankings. Mizzou Giving Day. I mean,
Hold on.
Dennis Gates might as well be a panhandler with sunglasses on. I mean, it's just, it's terrible.
All right. Is the floor open maybe for addendums to the wheel? Because I think I've got one.
What do you got now?
Texter at the 501.
Yeah.
It's about time to start live streaming in the patrol car. Feels proper since y'all are now going to be streamed in jails and prisons. This is y'all's crowd. We are all degenerates. We're now being streamed watching. In a patrol car.
He's watching. He's on the beat.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey. Be careful out there.
Yeah, please.
Huh.
All right. All right, so we got the echo fixed. Learn something new.
Trev Alberts at Texas A&M. Does being number one right now mean anything to you?
In baseball?
Yes.
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
Been there before.
And we have nautical news. These are this is the wheel of topics that we have here on Ruskin and Zach today, all right? And somehow we will get to probably none of them.
Zero. Absolutely zero.
Hacker on the McLarty Dino Hotline says you're going to the train shop if you get the day off somehow. Ooh. Again, let's not discuss this because, well, there are two schools of thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
You either have to speak it into existence or you're a big old fat jinx. And most sports people don't believe in speaking it to existence, although right. It is real. I've seen crowds manifest positive results. I've also seen crowds manifest negative results. So I believe in that. But the jinx thing is, Rodgers is 7-for-7 at the free throw line.
Five minutes to a Mountie championship.
That's right.
Four minutes to a Mountie
Most
championship.
Most sports people don't believe in energy that they believe in. They believe in the jinx because it makes their simple mind more at ease. You can't handle the fact that you could actually be in charge of the events of a sporting event. It scares you. So that's why you believe in jinx.
Cementhead has picked Vanderbilt to win tonight.
I got Vanderbilt covering the 6.5.
So there's absolutely no chance Vanderbilt wins.
I got Vanderbilt covering the 6.5 tonight.
I got Arkansas covering the 6.
Well, I mean, I got Vanderbilt. Until Eric Musselman becomes a better coach than Jerry Stackhouse, I'm going to roll with Stack here. The man in the suit.
This is good.
That's what I'm going to do. So
listen to me. They need to win tonight.
What do you got going on?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I got nothing.
Exactly.
I got nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So that's where we are. We've got a lot of stuff here going on at 866-285-4005. Jeff in Fort Smith is a believer in the jinx. Do you believe in jinx or believe in manifest destiny or whatever you want to call it?
That is.
Manifestation, speaking it into existence.
Great question from Ben and Little
Well,
Rock.
Jeff in Fort Smith says DQ jinxed it because she's wearing the Arkansas shirt.
Yeah.
So it's already over. The die's been cast here.
Ben and Little Rock on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Can y'all's positive thoughts overcome Ty being behind enemy lines?
No, we can't. Because
yeah,
I don't
really
think,
consider
I think
that.
Ty believes in, see, if Ty believes in the jinx, then that blocks all of the positive vibes we're sending out. So it doesn't work. What we really need are some crystals. We need some crystals. We need to get some crystals in here, you know?
I know a guy.
Okay.
Casey in Ozark says there should be consequences for going 0-2 against Vanderbilt. If they win
tonight. What sort of consequences do you suggest,
think about
Casey?
This. If they win tonight, if Vanderbilt wins the game tonight, 20% of their wins in 23-24 came against Arkansas.
Woo pig.
Just throwing that out there. They're going to win tonight. They're going to win big. And then we'll deal with tomorrow.
Consequences. What should the consequences be? Changes to the coaching staff? That's going to happen anyway. Changes to the roster? That's going to happen also.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE. For your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Aaron Rodgers is a vice presidential candidate. Seriously. Election day is November the 5th. Will the New York Jets list him as questionable for their week 9 game against the Chargers?
Who's he running? Who's his?
Robert F. Kennedy
RFK Jr.
You're kidding.
I kid you not.
Brett Good will be your, he will be your Secretary of Labor
and
or Agriculture. By
and
the time
should they, should this ticket win, I look forward to the resurgence of smallpox and polio in 2025. It'll be great.
Yes. Yeah. DQ, will he be listed as questionable? Now, the election's on Tuesday. The game's on Sunday.
Ooh. Yes.
69.8% of you said yes.
Nice.
We've avoided the Kate Middleton topic, but the Princess of Wales
dead.
Is missing. She's been out of the public eye for a couple of months. DQ. With the princess missing and in peril, is it time to call a couple of Italian plumbers to go find her?
Yes.
85.4% of you said call Mario and Luigi.
Or a bounty hunter and his walking carpet, perhaps.
Something like that. See, that's a Nintendo joke.
Yes, it was.
DQ, yeah. Which is better, early lunch or late breakfast?
That's a tough one.
That right is there. A tough one.
Late breakfast.
65.1% of you said late breakfast. DQ, does having tacos on Monday make you an overachiever?
No.
61.9% of you said yes.
What a stupid one that was.
DQ, true or false, being efficient at your job just means more work?
Yes.
94.2% of you said yes. DQ, does garlic bread instantly take any meal from a 3 to a 10?
Yes. I love garlic bread. It should be served every meal, in my opinion, no matter what genre of food it is.
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread, I could eat every single day.
Garlic bread for the win.
It is so good.
What about Texas toast?
Any type of garlic bread, of bread.
Yeah.
76.9% of you said yes. This is from my friend Derek. He has two poll submissions for us. Should jet skis be called boater cycles?
Yes.
61% of you said yes. And should dentures be called substitutes?
That's a good one. I saw that earlier. Yes.
80.2% of you said yes. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Are brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. 479-225-8809 for all of your heat and air needs.
Okay. The kangaroo story is also unique because the deputy saw the kangaroo before the car hit the kangaroo.
That's correct.
And then was, of course, there to respond when the guy got out and was like, is that a kangaroo? He thought he had a deer.
That's one of those things you go, no. No.
I mean, I'm dying to know more about this. Was the kangaroo, was there something in the pouch? Like, what was the...
Was he on the lamb? Did he steal something? Yeah. But now,
what do the other kangaroos think? Are they wearing black armbands now? Like, how does this work?
I have, They got a little patch.
That's right, yeah.
I have seen kangaroos fist fight humans. These are not animals you want to get into a scrap with.
There aren't many animals I want to get into a scrap with.
A duck. I mean, you can handle a duck.
They got beaks, man.
Well, you don't like water. Yeah, you
ducks
don't like waterfowl.
Ducks are not threatening, though.
Yeah, he doesn't like waterfowl.
Yeah, the geese. Yeah,
the Canadian geese thing. Every morning now, they fly over.
Oh, they're back.
Me.
They're back. You've got some time, buddy. Listen, the summer's coming, and the geese will be back and looking for you.
You miss me, though.
Ryan of Paris with a working theory that the kangaroo was heading to the casino.
Or,
he was going in the wrong direction.
Or back from.
He was going south. So, oh, yeah, maybe he was on his way. Preston would like to. Somebody FOIA the dash cam.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know 4029 is going to be all over that. Well, then we'll get to right. The dash cam footage of the kangaroo.
I would like to see the I would like to see this this kangaroo. Huh.
No. I don't know. I just.
Oh, here we go.
Kangaroo.
Josefa says the Mulberry Adventure Center has a kangaroo as a pet at the campground. Just hangs out and he's got his own collar.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. Hanging out at the campground.
Here we go. 479 texting in. Really makes you wonder if there's more car accidents in Australia caused by deers or kangaroos. We got a text from somebody who had vacationed or had family in Australia, went down there, said there's like kangaroo car accidents all the time.
Yeah. Well, they hop out of nowhere.
Right. Hmm. Ryan, with the working theory, the kangaroo lost it all, just wanted to end it.
Could have been. Rough right. Night at the casino.
Text around the 918 says Canadian geese are Canadian cobra chickens. Is that fair? You've had up close and personal relations with those.
I don't
know.
The other day I was walking and they flew over and I took my hat off after they had passed the check and make sure they had not marked me, which they did not, thankfully. Because I just know one of these days they're going to...
Oh, sure they are.
Bloop, make a deposit on my dome, on my cranium.
What they're doing is they're making training passes.
Yeah. They're ugly things, too. Good
they're
Lord.
Mean.
What an ugly animal. Why do we need Canadian geese?
Here we go.
What purpose do they serve?
Lee in Springdale says there are no deer in Australia.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I believe you, but
piece of information.
How does one know?
Well, these island nations are very strict about what they let in and out of the country. That's
why aren't we? Why,
well, because we're run by idiots. I mean, that's that's how that works. You know, we've got all the your favorite diseases here going on. You know, we got them all. And some of them are coming back after being gone for many, many years. So, I mean, everything's turning up aces here. We got a quarterback that's going to be VP. It's going to be awesome.
Borkenstein is a text in, or he's sent something on the chat on our YouTube thing. He says, a few years ago, a lady came into the store with a therapy kangaroo.
Ooh.
DQ, can you look up the list of what is an acceptable therapy
so
animal?
They are, I think EAS might cover most, you know, pets, the emergency service animal.
Right.
Now, ESA.
ESA, sorry.
This is a good
or
question.
Emotional support animal.
I thought EAS. I thought we were going to get a missing, alert.
Emotional support animal.
Your mom runs illegal chicken fights. Does she know anybody that runs kangaroo fights?
No.
Okay.
That's too bad. Can you bet on those?
I don't see why not. Here's a text out of the 417. I like how your new YouTube text line asks questions like they're part of the show. They are. Says, not hating, just think it's funny.
I like the negative comments. That's what I like.
You know, I've actually been surprised there haven't been more.
I wish there were more. I like to pop them on the screen. I like to embrace it.
I figure that would have been a breeding ground for...
Some people run from the negativity. I say bring it on. I can handle it. Listen, I've been doing this a long time. I can handle it. Bring your worst. I'm ready for it.
News is coming out. Texture out of the 479 says a kangaroo had 100K on the basketball team making the Sweet 16.
Well, that's unfortunate for the kangaroo then, I guess. All of our texts, by the way, coming in on the McClarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. So
John Little Rock says he'd volunteer for a breathalyzer if he got out of the car and saw a kangaroo laying there.
Would you even know what it was? I mean, think about this. This is probably at dusk. So you don't have, or even like before sunrise. And so you don't really know what it is, and your phone light can give you some information, but not all of it. You don't know. Well, the guy thought he had a deer or whoever it was.
There's one in every crowd. Text around the 479. Kangaroo meat is actually quite tender.
Well, They're having a big apparently they're having a big meal tonight in Oklahoma with the kangaroo. You mean you want to get that stuff before it spoils, you know. You don't want rotten, rancid kangaroo meat. MA in Hot Springs with a question on the McCarty Hotline. I'd rather see Jake Paul fight a kangaroo. I would like to watch that.
Why not?
I'd pay for that.
I'd pay to watch him fight a kangaroo.
I would too. I'd pay for that.
Okay.
Yeah. I would I'd pay for that. I won't pay to watch him fight Tyson, but I'll pay to watch him fight a kangaroo.
Yeah. We need somebody to go out and investigate this for us. Camel guy got us he got us a camel. Now we need a kangaroo guy to go find us a kangaroo.
Who is our reigning like animal who is our
camel guy?
Jungle Jack Hanna around
camel
here.
Camel guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, he identified a camel, then it was something else. I think we ultimately had determined that it was a camel that he saw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When
he's also the guy that fired an AK-47 at his ex's mailbox.
Yeah, we can't do that. We can't encourage that. No, we can't do that. No. All right. All right. So, big game tonight, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Big game tonight. Big game.
Big game. Huge. Huge game tonight. Arkansas. All right, we got the kangaroo covered here.
Yep, we're good.
Louisville's open. Did you see that?
Yeah, Kenny Payne had a tough night last night. He lost the game, then blamed everybody but himself for their 12-52 record.
Oh, I haven't heard any coach do that.
Well, when you're 12-52, like if you're 500 or better, yeah, all right, maybe you can get away with a little of it. But when you're 12-52, you're the problem. It's your program. You are the problem.
Mm. Yeah. So, but 12-52. You say
12-52.
That sounds.
I am the guy.
they didn't even let him speak. They were just like, clean out your.
Well, at least they did. They had the common courtesy to fire him after his press conference. Unlike whoever's running Utah State over the weekend, who sent their coach. It was a very Julie Cromer people's move. Utah State fired its women's basketball coach.
Yeah.
Then made her go to the post-game press conference where she was asked awkwardly. Hey, what do you got to do to get this thing going next year? She's like, I'm not going to be here. I just got fired. Yeah, I don't care.
You'll have to ask somebody else. That's – you wait till you get on the plane to do that.
I mean, this is just so – this woman is an incredible professional. After being fired and then doing a press conference, you know what I would have said? Oh, my God. I would have
Like, there's the microphone. Go explain.
They would have to drag me off the stage, man.
Derek?
Yes, sir.
Texter at the 479.
When he uses my first name, it's serious. I know.
Yeah, this is serious.
Trouble afoot.
Texter at the 479 on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. If Arkansas beats Vandy, I will personally get a Ruskin and Zach tattoo tramp stamped on me.
Boom. There you go. We have this in writing. Is this a legally binding contract here?
I think we do need to step in here.
Yes, DQ, the voice of reason. What do you think?
That would hurt really badly. Okay.
For a like if they won the tournament, go ahead.
Don't for the Wednesday for game in the SEC Gitmo tournament. Game?
Yeah, for real.
It's not worth it.
It's friends
worth
and family only. Right. I mean, honestly, this it's like a COVID crowd tonight out
this
there.
This tells me that you want to get the tattoo.
Yeah, it sounds like he just wants to.
Just get the tattoo then, man. We're not stopping you. Live your life.
DQ,
protect your peace.
FedEx guy, too, would like to know if the FFA has to keep up with kangaroos, too.
Ooh, that's a tough
deep
one.
Deep cut. Deep cut. FedEx guy, she didn't like that. At all. Here comes the GoFundMe. Another texter will pay $25 for that tattoo.
Oh, yeah? How much does a tramp stamp run these days? You don't see them much very often anymore, except on middle-aged women, I guess, because it was popular 20 years ago. And now those women are of middle age because it's been 20 years, right? Isn't that how that works?
You tell me.
Well, I haven't seen any middle-aged women lately, unlike Mr. Momwater over here, so I don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
keep the rabbit punches up.
Well, I don't know. Right? These were popular 20 years ago when women are in their 20s, and now the women are in their 40s, and it's been 20 years. That makes sense, doesn't it? The
sure.
math on that? All right, fine.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry. The 2-point deduction over here.
Exactly. Keep them up!
Two over here.
Whew.
All right. Oh, there's Tom Crean on the TV.
Now, hey, can we do this? Yeah, we
can do this. Can we put Tom Crean? Can you do that?
So here's Tom.
Can't see him.
So you can't see him at all.
Okay.
Oh, now you can. Hold on.
Okay. Tell me if his hair doesn't go white He doesn't look like Doc Brown.
You can't see him.
What?
Pick up the camera.
Whatever. Leave me alone.
Okay, well, now you have to move your camera back.
I don't have
Marty!
You're seeing a lot of TV.
Yeah, for real.
Better?
I'm going to get thrown out of here. Yeah, that's close
enough.
That's
good.
Yeah, I can see Goulet in the upper corner, so that means we're close. That's the indicator on your camera if we're close to the mark there.
He looks like Doc Brown.
Can we get him to say Marty?
Marty.
That's right. Yes.
Can we have a moment here? We're going to have Wonder Boy on in like 50 minutes.
Yeah, we are.
I'm tired of the food thing because he's tweeting at us right now while he's eating.
He sent us a pizza.
Well, he ate a whole pizza by himself last night. And now he is.
He must be single then.
This looks like a pancake. No, that's a potato cake, green beans, fries,
wait a minute,
and
what is
ribs.
This? What am I looking
it's
at?
It's on Twitter.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at this thing here.
What you can't in eat the like hell this is forever, that? Man.
What in the? What is that?
What?
What is this? What am I looking at here?
It's his lunch.
Is that a chicken?
I'm not sure what it is.
What is that?
It looks like
can
wings.
I show this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Look at that. What is that? You see that? What is that? Is that a chicken? I think it's a chicken. All right. Yeah, he's doing very well. And the alcohol on top of all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that potato cake will take care of most of that.
Yeah. 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 Oh, Drew is mad. Oh, we have a Aaron Rodgers acolyte in our Twitter feed.
Yeah, he's always very Aaron Rodgers defensive.
Yeah. Hey, man, live your life, live your truth, Drew. That's fine. I don't judge you one way or the other. But here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers that I don't understand. Okay, take politics out of it. He said in his own words, after the season, we need fewer distractions around
here. That's
right. Okay, and now you're going to be the Veep. How does that achieve fewer distractions? You're a hypocrite. That's what you are.
Man.
That's what you are, a hypocrite. When you say fewer distractions and now you're connected to this in addition to all the other stuff you do. I mean, he is
out there having a good time with all of us because we jump up and down every time he speaks.
Well, you know, here's the thing about him. He had a tormented childhood. He is a person who has had a lot of pain in his life. And, you know, and this is how he responds to it. He's not well. And everybody makes fun of him all the time. I don't think that's right. But he's not well. I mean, his family hates him. You can't tell me that someone will behave normally in their life when they are quote unquote normally when their family hates them. So he everything he does comes from a position of pain. So I feel bad for him. I really do. And I wish that he could get some sort of a peace in his life because he clearly doesn't have it.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Dan in Mount Ida has a text here on the McLarty Dillon Hotline. The two main drives in people, doing well and making their parents proud, or doing well just to spite them.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's right. Yes. This whole show is based on spite. Are you kidding me? It's our driving force around here. That's that's right.
Josefa says he'd vote for Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah. I love those commercials.
You think they're related?
I don't know. Here's a guy who commented that he had rabbit punch on his bingo card.
Keep him up!
Here's a text out of the 870. Since we have cameras now, let's see if you can guess the right songs. It has been suggested that you cheat.
All right.
I can tell you he does not.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready to do this.
Yeah, give me a second here. And let me.
I will hold my hands up so you know I'm not Googling, all right? I'll be happy to entertain this criticism. All right?
Let's see.
You let me know when you're
ready.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
We can do it next hour if you want. We got nothing but time, all right?
Well, I'll just throw one at you real quick.
Okay, we're on. Okay.
You know, one that'll be...
Well, I hope I can get it.
Yeah, let me find one.
Again, my hands are on the table.
I'd give you Nelly Furtado, but you know that one.
I know.
I'm
like a bird.
You're a big Nelly Furtado fan, which I simply
promiscuous girl.
Do not understand.
That's a good song right there. Oh, that's You Really Got Me Now, but it's a cover version.
Correct.
And is it Van Halen?
It is.
Ah, see, look at that.
Look at you.
And ladies and gentlemen, his hands were on the table the entire time. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, that's That's I'm Coming Out.
Yes.
And is that Diana Ross?
It is.
Okay, look at that.
Look at you. All right. Girls,
yeah. Lauryn Hill, That Thing.
A doo-wop. I'll give you credit. I'll give you credit for that one.
See? Parentheses, That Thing.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
How about that? Authority song, John Mellencamp.
See, guys, he's got a blind spot.
Come at me.
In the late 70s, he's got a...
I don't know them all, but...
Yeah, but
I mean,
you've got a little bit of a
blind spot. If it was played on the radio, I probably will get it. But sometimes... Hey. Then again, I was talking. Hey. Ooh.
Would
is that
like
the
to,
beginning to Shoop?
It is. Salt and Pepper.
Here I go again.
That's a... Hey, yeah. CQ, you've heard this, right? Shoop,
baby, no. Shoop.
All right.
Ooh. Every word.
How you doing, baby? Shoop.
How you doing, baby?
No. This is early 90s. Salt and Pepper.
All right. Love See, it's song. Legit. Yeah. I told you.
He knows.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, look at here. That's Smuggler Blues. Smuggler's Blues, Glenn Frey.
Right.
Here you go. Here's that texter again. You've cleared the air. My apologies. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know, I respect you for not running away and cowering in the corner. You texted back, so much respect to you, 870. We need more people like this in the world.
Now, here's somebody out of the 501 says, shut the laptop.
I can't see anything on here. I'm looking at the text machine.
No, okay, so here's the way it works. We have two computers which control everything that we do.
Yeah.
He is looking at the one in our production room, which is across the hall. The one I'm playing them off of is the one the DQ looks
at.
You can't see what I'm doing.
I'm looking at the text machine. That's what I'm looking at there. You see that? Those are the texts. And
it's legit.
And there's a delay, so people can't text in and give me the answers. Because by the time they would hear it, I've already answered it, you see? But, you know, go ahead. Doubters doubt. I fuel off of this, okay? This is this is my drive, yes.
Okay.
To prove you wrong. That's a EMF. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's 100% correct.
All right. Ty's coming up live from Nashville, eating hot chicken or doing something. Maybe he's at the Garth Brooks bar. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll talk to him coming up next hour here on Ruskin and Zach.
This is shame.
Yes, that's
yes. We're being forced into it, so it's
court appointed.
Yes, it is.
It's court appointed.
So can you go to the glove compartment? Then you bring your Sasquatch butt on back here, all right?
I got a hot hand. Here's a comment. Keith heard that song and he tastes early '90s Zima in his mouth. Oh,
yeah, you get that. You get the early. Yeah,
yeah.
I understand. Totally understand.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. Totally get that.
So I saw that. I was thinking about this with Christopher Nolan and Oppenheimer over the weekend. Like, what career would you rather have? Christopher Nolan, who's had just hit after hit after hit after hit, or would you rather be like Cameron Crowe, who's like had one, and then you know some lesser ones, and then another one? Like, it's more of a slow burn career. And there's I feel like there's more freedom in the Cameron Crowe existence than the Christopher Nolan existence. Because now every movie has to top this, and he can't make a little film anymore. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the we had this discussion the other day. Like, would you rather have the Tom Hanks, like, 10-year run in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, somebody who has hit every couple of years. Give me that run that Hanks went on was unbelievable.
See, I think I would rather have, like, the big, like, superhero movie. And then that could free me up to do whatever I want for, like, 15 years. Mm. And you do, like, little stuff here and there. Because you're not, you know, you get the big payday. And then you can go do whatever you want for the better part of a decade. And then you go do a car commercial in Japan and get paid more, and then there you go.
Tim, out of the 479, has a text for all of us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Why do you have to be in different rooms? Well, Derek and I are in the same room.
No, we're in. No.
And DQ's in the control room.
Right.
See, my hand's right here.
Yeah, see, look at that.
We're sitting 5 feet from each other. DQ's in the control room.
No.
Running everything. And
at the controls.
At the controls.
You see, that's how that
so
works.
So when this thing gets off the rails, it's her fault.
Right, exactly.
Because ultimately, yeah. You're in charge.
Yeah.
Thank right. you. Right. Yeah. Ooh. Top dog.
Great question from Steve. Is Ty's appearance court ordered for him or us? Yes.
It's a held ball.
Jump
we go
ball.
To the possession yeah. arrow on that.
Whew, yeah. Yeah.
Here is a text on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Who scores more in Nashville? Bayfall or Ty?
Oh.
That is an unfortunate text, and I feel bad reading it.
let's parse through this. Now, are we talking about tonight, or are we talking about the extent of Arkansas's
Well,
state?
Bayfall may not be there past tonight. Well, Ty's going to be there all weekend.
I think the percentages are still the same. Are we talking about, like, over the weekend, because if they blow Vanderbilt out tonight, Bayfall's going to score.
Yeah, probably.
When's the last time he played? I don't care if Ty went to a women's prison with a fistful of pardons. He's not scoring. So I'm going to go Bayfall on this. I feel Bayfall. I'll ask. I mean, when he comes on, we'll ask him. I mean, who has a better chance to score in Nashville?
Oh, boy.
DQ doesn't like any of this.
That's mean.
She is a Ty defender.
Yeah,
he's till a Ty, the day I die.
Ty sympathizer.
Why?
I like Ty.
No, we all like Ty.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to have honest
conversation. I respect Ty.
Bayfall played.
What?
Ugh.
Bayfall played 3 minutes at Mississippi State on February 17th. The first game that they played well but didn't win.
Okay,
in this little
different
run.
Question. Yeah. Who has the longer scoring drought, Ty or Bayfall?
Bayfall hasn't scored since February 14th.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
I know Ty didn't score.
He scored a point.
But hey, scoring.
His career high is 4 against Alcorn on November 6th.
You know what? Alcorn. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll get into this with Ty.
I like Bayfall. I wish he could be the answer, man. I really don't. 6'11"?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he could be a beast down there. But it just has a McDonald's All-American? Are you crazy?
Well, we've lowered the standard on McDonald's All-Americans.
Is that what we're going with? No.
Yeah.
Just like when they lose, we blame the refs. Right. Here's the thing about, you know, Arkansas baseball is so funny to me. Really, Arkansas in general is so funny to me. Okay, so they've won 10 in a row, and the last time they lost, it was the ump's fault. Isn't that hilarious?
Yes.
Isn't that hilarious?
That's the only way to
listen to yourselves. Listen to yourselves. Oh, this is going to happen all year. You know,
they're going 49-7.
Those 3 or 4 losses in league play are all going to be the ump's fault. All going to be they're all going to be blaming them. That's the worst umpiring I've ever seen.
Come on.
It just sounds so, like, it may be true, but it sounds so weak. It sounds so weak. Even if it is true, come up with something else. It's a weak tot. But you watch. That's what's going to happen.
They're going to lose 7 games.
Well, they're already lost 2, so you got 5 more. They're 25-5 in the league.
He'll sweep Missouri this weekend, and Eli won't know what to do.
Oh, he'll know what to do.
Dennis Gates will be home in time for the series this weekend, so there's that.
Dennis Gates out there begging for money like he's standing in the corner of 49 at Sunset.
God, man. Yeah, that's a bad look when you send your coach at 0-18 out there.
On the day of giving? How many days of giving are we up to now? It seems like there's about a lot of them.
364. They take Christmas off.
I thought the day of giving was back in November when they did all that V Foundation stuff. Now there's another day of giving?
Well, every university has their own day of giving. When
does Missouri have a day of giving?
When do they give back? When do I get a discount on anything?
Sir, you're operating under the illusion that they give a damn about you.
Oh, they do not.
They do not.
They do not.
Oh, boy. Anyway, that was a mean text, Bailey, and thank you for wasting 5 minutes. About Bay Fall. That's uncalled for.
Was it about Bay Fall or was it about Ty?
Bay Fall caught a stray one here. I don't like it. I like Bay Fall. Leave him alone.
We're defending Bay Fall.
Leave him alone.
Right.
Leave him alone. I'm not allowed to rip players anymore. Randy is. I'm not. Randy rules.
JT doesn't want a discount. He would like a refund.
Okay.
And good luck with that.
Oh, that's right. When's the last time you gave someone money at the overpass and they gave you the money back?
Please stop sending us your career high. I don't care. I don't need to know that.
Oh, interesting.
Does Musk get teed up tonight?
Hell yes, he does. Go out with a bang. You always go out. But he's coming back next year. He's certainly not going to Louisville. I want that stated for the record right now. He's not going to Louisville. That job sucks.
That job's awful.
That job sucks. Hey, I don't care what Rick Pitino did there. They ain't getting Rick Pitino again, all right?
A quarter century ago.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Ty, who is more likely to score this week, you or Bay Fall in Nashville?
That came from a listener. Do not endorse this sort of player.
No, it's an unlimited heat and air poll question.
Okay, all right.
I do okay in Nashville.
Yourself doesn't count.
You said what? Yourself?
Yeah, yourself doesn't count.
I tend to think that Bay's not going to play tonight. I'm not going to go out tonight either. But I have 3 nights. See, you got to think about this from a win loss total. I have 3 nights to score a point or points.
Right.
Bay only has potentially 1 night.
Ty, you've
score.
Had 29 years.
This is what I brought up, Ty. I brought this up. Yeah, you're going to be there longer.
You've
probably.
Got 29 yeah, years you, behind you, and 77.8% of people say Bay Fall.
Wow, that's hurtful from the Ruskin and Zach audience. I would have thought there would have been more inspiration on my part, but I guess I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm like Arkansas, man. I perform better when people doubt me in the preseason, and this is just a preseason poll heading up to tomorrow.
Well, here's
night,
the other thing, is if Bay Fall does, he'll have a record of it.
Yeah.
Now, if you bring us the receipt, we'll count that.
No. What is a receipt, like a picture?
No.
I don't know where we're going.
So you
here.
Walked into that and you didn't know how to get out of it, do you?
No, I know how.
No,
exactly.
Not really.
How to get into it.
Hit the bell. Hit the bell.
This is like the devil's lube all over again. Yesterday.
Just say it's alcohol, but don't overcomplicate this.
Please don't overcomplicate.
Hookers don't count, Ty.
Y'all show. Oh,
sir,
okay.
Those are women of the evening.
I was gonna say y'all show. I don't know how like it. Like, I would understand the show making it from, like, 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., but sometimes the stuff y'all say, I don't know how y'all make
Grandma
it.
Rules.
3:30 in the afternoon.
Grandma rules.
Mm. Yeah. Now, which comes first? Mm. Food eats or, you know, Bay Fall scoring?
Leave Bay Fall out. What did Bay Fall do to
Bay
you?
Bay Fall just caught a
what
strike.
What did he do to you?
He was part of the question that was asked.
Not his fault.
He's now central to the argument.
They don't know how to use Bay Fall correctly.
That's
over
right.
There. Let Bay Fall cook.
Yeah, let him cook.
Come on.
Let him cook.
Now, we looked it up. The last time Bay Fall scored.
I don't like this.
Bay Fall scored on Valentine's Day.
No, he scored on
Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Scored
he played in the other game but didn't score. Right.
When's the last time I scored?
We don't have all day.
Depends on what level or what in terms of scoring.
If you got to think about it.
It's been a hot minute. Huh?
I'll tell you, you think about it. Let me wrap this up. Those are your Ruskin and Zach Expos brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. They could be prouder right now.
Oh, they are thrilled.
They are thrilled. 479-225-8805. 8809 for all of your heat and air needs.
Another satisfied customer.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
Ty is with us in Nashville. The SEC tournament, of course, gets underway with these Wednesday games that are usually pretty difficult to watch. And Arkansas is in one of them tonight, taking on Vanderbilt.
Ty, we've got questions for you. FedEx guy too would like to know who comes, who runs out of eligibility first, you or Bayfall?
Poor Bayfall. Well,
yeah, Bayfall didn't do anything.
Listen. Yeah, Bayfall's getting just
put me on camera here. Put me on camera. I want this very clear to the university. I do not endorse any of this. None whatsoever.
I like Bay. Not me.
You do not. I do not endorse any of this slander at all. All right. I want to be disavowed.
No, we're pumped. We're propping up Bayfall.
It sounds like we're being negative.
We're not. The tie bar is very low.
Okay.
Then you're insinuating that the Bayfall bar is low. We can't be lumped into the same. Bay's way classier and more outstanding than me.
He goes for 15-11 tonight, and he's like, well, I heard these idiots on YouTube making fun of me, so I thought I'd have a good game. There you go.
Can you imagine this audience if Bayfall somehow got the start tonight? I'd lose my
mind. Put him in there. Let's see what happens. What do you got to lose?
Mus is like, we can't have this.
You have him start and then bring in Mitchell off the bench to run a pick and roll 15 times.
Just feed him from the beginning.
That's right.
Let him eat. Let
him
cook.
Right. Exactly right.
And the pressure's on Ty.
That's right.
Ty's got to
answer. Broncos Nation, let's run.
Right.
All right. I love it. What is the vibe? What is Nashville like? Are the Kentucky idiots there yet? What's going on?
I've seen some Georgia fans, some Kentucky fans, Alabama fans. I saw one Arkansas fan. A measly one. Hopefully there'll be more. It's a melting pot. I mean, it's SEC country here, and yeah, I'm excited to interact with fans. I brought the hog hat, Derek. I know you're always a big fan of that. I've got the hog hat just to invoke some reactions these next couple days.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Why?
All right.
Are you not a fan of Robert's hog hats over the stadium shop, Zach?
Those plastic hog hats.
What?
That was a sound bite.
Yeah, there's a drop.
It was a drop.
It was a drop. That's right. I did not speak.
Oh. that wasn't real.
It's AI.
No, it's real.
It's AI. I hate those plastic hog hats.
No, DQ's not a fan, folks.
Top dog.
Top dog. That's the best soundbite we have playing on our stations. I was driving yesterday, and I heard that about 10 times. I almost drove off the road twice. I was laughing so hard.
If they lose, will you drown your sorrows eating ice cream out of the hog hat tonight?
Might as well. There's Granny's ice cream here. Did that or Bobby's Dairy Dip. Couple places you can do that. Or
are they giving you free food?
It.
Is that what? What are these plugs all about?
Yeah,
here?
Really. It's like NASCAR now.
That's right. Yes.
You know the Bob's Dairy Dip Chevrolet was running great.
You know what's next is that Ty's going to do the show with two Coca-Cola bottles in front of him. Right, that's the next step here. That's
well, Coke is one of our sponsors across ESPN Arkansas, so I would absolutely do that.
Coke is it.
Coke Zero. I'll give Tommy this. Tommy has led me to two things that I did not believe on. That was chicken thighs. I'd never had chicken thighs prior to working with Tommy, and then also Coke Zero. I thought it was just like a him thing, but Coke Zero is fantastic.
I hate him.
Is that real?
These are drops.
Again, that was AIDQ once again, confusing everybody.
I'm gonna pull up the. Do y'all have DQ on right now on the live?
Yeah,
the live video.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pull it up so I can know if this is her talking or not. Because I feel bad when I'm hearing this, but this is, it's hard to tell. Mm-hmm. Y'all can get away with it. I like it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I see Zach's names under DQ.
Yeah.
Y'all still
we're doing it out there.
We don't have the right.
These are normal stream issues.
That's right. Yeah, we have normal football issues here. Right. Exactly. We're asking Houston what to do, but they aren't responding to it.
DQ, are you ashamed that Zach's name is under yours?
Ugh. Is that real? No. Oh my gosh.
Holy.
That was fake.
Let Zach cook.
This is the greatest segment I've ever been a part of. Oh,
you don't know what's real
God.
Or not. Yeah,
I can't tell.
Isn't that great?
It's very confusing.
Oh man, y'all can just play this back in the 5 o'clock hour. And oh man,
do you think
that's an excellent idea?
Yeah,
by the way, Ty.
Terrific idea, Ty.
Capital idea.
I love this idea.
Just at 4 o'clock. Hey, Ty's coming up at 5.
That's right.
We're gonna talk for about 20 minutes.
We're gonna hear him again.
Yeah,
we're gonna hear him again. Oh, buddy. Okay, let's see here. Well, what else is going on in Nashville?
Yeah, that's it.
That's about it.
So are they handing out Gitmo Game T-shirts yet?
Yeah.
I didn't. Okay, y'all mentioned that. I didn't understand that. So explain. I got low IQ. We'd
be happy to. Tell them.
See, can you say that again?
This is going to be a drop. I have a low IQ. There you go.
336 time stamped. Thank you very much. Okay, so we believe that the Wednesday games at the SEC tournament are the games that you want to avoid. And
correct.
We believe that the only people that will be watching these are prisoners that are sentenced to watch them.
Or gambling degenerates or like gambling. Zach and myself.
Right. I have the two-team parlay tonight.
I've got 10 on Arkansas winning the whole son of a gun.
There you go. All right, so now what we've sort of stretched this out a little bit, and we call them the Gitmo games because when the United States government needs information from some of the detainees down at Guantanamo Bay, also known as Gitmo, they make them watch these games.
Right.
Ah, okay.
No more, men! No more! No more bad basketball!
I'll tell you all the secrets. Leave us alone.
Yeah. To have to subject yourself to this, if you're just a casual college basketball fan, it's probably not, but for Arkansas, if you lose to Vanderbilt twice in a season in basketball, what are you doing?
I had a fun time.
earlier somebody texted in that, well, there should be consequences. Well, what consequences are we talking about here? There's going to be assistant coaches that leave, because there always are,
right?
And the roster is going to get totally overhauled in the offseason. So, they can lose and everything. A lot of stuff's going to change anyway. So, I don't understand what the quote-unquote consequences are. Would be. I don't know.
Approximately how long will it take you to introduce yourself to everybody at the game tonight? Ooh. Half hour?
Not a lot of folks.
Because the amount of people? Yeah. It'll be quick.
Not a big crowd.
Yeah, they kick us local media up top for the bigger games.
Really?
I'll have to.
Hockey press box is where it's at. Oh,
which is not bad. I mean, Derek, you guys have done shows there. It's not bad. But
we've illegally done shows up there.
Yeah, you get to be courtside for the game, which is kind of cool. Because again, it's a game that doesn't matter, and I'm gonna guess that it's gonna be me, Bob Holt, maybe Curtis and Scotty, and that's gonna be the four media members that are here.
Wally isn't coming anymore.
He might be here, and I don't even know if I'd lump myself as a media member because I'm just a glorified fan doing a radio show. But yeah, there's not gonna be a lot of people doing this. Doing this whole kit and caboodle thing tonight.
You're really giving us a lot today. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, that's what I usually unfortunately do. Detriment to myself that I have to hear in the afternoons. I just get tech. I get rampant text. Hey, did you hear what they said? Or are you listening right now? It's just like continuous every day. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I did that to myself.
We got a comment here. We got a comment here from Scott. Do we have to keep paying you if they lose tonight? It's a great question, Scott.
It's a great question because you're not going to work tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, I'll work tomorrow. I just won't do the post game show. I got a stacked up day tomorrow. To be honest, we got to get ready for our March Madness bracket. So I got to.
Y'all are losing. Look, I'm going for the three-peat this year.
I forgot you've won back to back.
Yes, I have.
I'll give you credit on that.
Text around the 479.
So the years on these banners are wrong. Then?
Yeah, Cementhead did it. He can't read a calendar.
He won in 22 and 23.
Yeah, I won in 22 and 23.
But the banners say 21 and 22. We just need to do one banner again then.
He run like the account aspect of?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's bad luck, buddy.
Hey, look, again,
your
the bar
billing
is
may
low.
Come up. Your bill may come up a little bit lighter than you expected.
Right.
Just run with it.
We got a text here from FedEx Guy 2. With all of the bachelorette parties in Nashville, if Ty can't push a run across the plate, there's no.
Ben.
I'm apparently getting set up at some point this weekend. So
set up.
There's a chance that
something set up.
Uh oh.
Yes, I have a girlfriend that is setting me up with one of her friends this weekend.
Send it in.
Send it in, Jerome! Do you have that sound bite, Derek?
We do now. Thank
Not
you.
Not that one. Not that one.
I don't know if we have that. Anyway.
That's a great sound bite. Sorry, what were you saying, Zach?
No. You just keep talking. You are you are giving me everything that I need. Right now.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. Ty Richardson with us here.
What a weird guy.
On Ruskin and Zach.
What's the opposite sex said that, Zach? Mm. All right, I'm done now. He can hit the bell.
I feel like I feel like the first person to get a cease and desist on all these drops is going to be Chuck.
Oh, yeah,
Chuck's
going
to send it to us. Yeah,
now,
right.
Now, you say you're being set up
you
by
guys
a...
are ruining my career. You're ruining it.
You're being set up by a friend?
Yeah, a gal pal that set me up with one of her friends.
Not too thick, if you wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
Zach, this is getting mean.
You walked into that one.
Yeah,
you walked right into that one.
I'm like one of those, you know, the trainers down at Oakland. I'm just leading them around.
Walked right into that
one, dude. I am gonna have a ruptured spleen before I walk into Bridgestone Arena tonight. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, it's a hockey arena, so you got to keep playing with a ruptured spleen. That's
you're
how it
questionable
works.
At best.
That's right.
Ooh.
There it is. All right, Ty, we unfortunately, you've got places to go. We've got stuff to do, so we have to end this hilarity now. Will Arkansas cover the 6.5 tonight before we let you go?
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to cover. If they
you
don't.
Know what that means. You know what that means?
What does that
Day
mean?
Day off tomorrow! Whooping!
Yeah, that's right. Y'all do have tomorrow. Y'all do have tomorrow.
I feel like we'll get screwed somehow.
No. They're moving.
I thought you were doing a YouTube halftime.
No, that was your idea.
The equipment's broken.
The equipment's broken. Yep. It seemed to be working right now.
Well, it will once we sledge-o-matic
a kid. It's amazing what can happen once you hang up.
That's right. Okay.
That's just smart on y'all's part, honestly.
Ty Richardson, live from Nashville. Thank you, Ty.
You got sorry, DQ.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.